This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
You know, a few weeks ago, we talked about how perhaps the poor are being shut out of journalism jobs because those types of jobs are requiring more and more education and perhaps connections and internships. Let's talk today about how people who go into journalism end up joining the poor. It's one of the lowest paid jobs. Forbes magazine recently had a little piece on their website about jobs that you think might pay a pretty decent salary, but in actuality do not. They cite firefighters and surgical technologists as a couple professions that have low paychecks, and a few of the other professions include radio and television announcers and reporters and correspondents. And does that come as a surprise to either of you?
As a former reporter, no.
As a former announcer, no.
I don't know how they divide up reporters and correspondents, if that includes electronic journalism or if they're just referring specifically to newspaper people. It did not go into details there. But the bottom 10% of reporters and correspondents make $20,000, I guess, is sort of an average. For radio and television announcers, the bottom 10% makes $17,000. Cost of living is pretty low in this area, but I think even on those with those salaries, you'd have trouble surviving and getting by making $17,000 or $20,000 a year.
Well, the tone of the article is, or the theme is, these are surprisingly low-paying jobs given the importance in society, mm-hmm. firefighting, journalists exposing wrongdoing, etc. But, you know, in a just world, perhaps they'd be paid more, just as teachers should probably be paid more. But it's all supply and demand. And the thing is, there's tons of people who want to be reporters because it's fun and it's an interesting job. I don't know what the market's like for firefighters, but at least in journalism, I knew when I left my reporting job, there would be lots of people waiting to fill my seat. Mm-hmm. So.
If 5-year-old boys could be firefighters, there would be high demand because they all want to be firefighters,
yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah, that seems to be true. I'm not surprised that those numbers are so low. I recall my first job in Wisconsin, in rural Wisconsin. I think this was back in 1981. I think I made $10,500 a year.
Okay.
You know? But of course, that was back when that was, I guess, what you got if you had minimum wage pay, which is what I started with. And if I'd have stuck around, I probably would be making pretty decent money up there now. But I think the downside of it is, as you say, it's as Lisa says, it's supply and demand. So there's far more people who want jobs in journalism, and certainly in broadcasting, that's the case. There's far more people that want jobs than there are available jobs. The upside of it is, because that pay is so low for an entry-level job, what we experience in broadcasting, at least, and I don't know if this would apply to journalism, but what we experience in broadcasting is a lot of churn. There's a lot of people who get in and find out they don't like it enough to put up with the low money, and they move into a different job, redefine themselves in some new career entirely, which in turn opens up jobs. So as I, you know, what I tell my students who are looking at jobs down the line is that, you know, they may be compelled to take a job that they don't particularly want for not very much money for starters, but if they just hang around, things tend to even themselves out, and they may find themselves doing pretty well after a certain amount of time.
It's true. So. Yeah. Once you gain experience, mm-hmm. the salaries improve.
Yep.
Drastically, if you can just stick with the paying your dues part.
But I would believe the salaries are still low compared to maybe some other professions, at least in a small and medium markets. Maybe once you get into the larger markets, the pay might be good. Of course, once you go into a larger market, the cost of living is going to be a lot higher too.
Yeah, this article says 84,000 on average in Washington, D.C. is what reporters earn. So
that's comparable to making 20,000 here, isn't it?
Probably. Back to Mike's point about your point about the small markets. The bad part of that is that when you do have a lot of turnover, then you don't have people staying and getting to know the community.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Mike, you know, you talk about people leaving for other professions. I think a lot of times that ends up being public relations. We've talked about that in the past. Steady hours, better pay, and you end up with more spin doctors out there and fewer people trying to uncover the truth.
Yep, that's true.
Hey, it's true. We have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.